The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. It's Happy Friday. And Madeline is here. It's the first Friday of the month. We're going to take a brief look, astrologically speaking, at the national and international financial, economic, and to somewhat of a degree, the geopolitical issues we face. And astrologically, I'm wondering, since last month, Madeline, have things calmed down any? Because it was last month was chaos ahead, stormy seas.
I don't expect anything to calm down. maybe in October or November. We'll see.
Well, you've answered the question
maybe
already.
November.
Well, that's what I remember from last month. That as far you had binoculars out, and the seas looked lousy, stormy for as far as you could see, and that makes sense. So if we're talking October, November here. That's crazy. All right.
Well, we have some very, very challenging cycles. In fact, I want to start by talking about seven challenging cycles that are occurring or starting.
Is this the end of the world as we knew it?
I don't know. These are all financial or economic cycles, and they're all either starting or occurring within 33 mm-hmm. days of each other. So a total of 33 days, seven cycles. This is like a convergence.
Okay, wait. Now, this is, hold on. They're all seven going to start in succession, 33 days
right.
apart from each other?
Within 33 days total.
I see, within 33.
Yeah.
Right, 33 and 33
Yeah, so between, this started June 18th. The seventh one starts on July 22nd.
Uh-huh.
So this is 33 days between, within 33 days,
gotcha.
All seven of them start or occur. And the first one actually was June 18th. That was Saturn retrograde in Pisces that began on June 18th. Now that's going to last through November 4th. So some of these cycles are slow. And that cycle is particularly related to dissolving structures. Now, structures can represent lots of things. I mean, this can be building structures. It can be, you know, something in your house, discovering that some post that you thought was really good is not really good. The pier falling away from the beach there. And it can be things like bridges and just streets and things like that. But it can also be governments. It can be processes within a manufacturing company, an organization. It can be any type of organizational structure. So there are a lot of, and it can be a financial structure, right? So
sure.
There are a lot of possibilities with that particular cycle. Now, I went and looked to see what occurred the last time we had Saturn in Pisces. That was in 1994. And that was when we had a $1 trillion of bond losses occurred in 1994. That was $500 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds, $300 billion in corporate bonds, and $200 billion in municipal bonds, roughly speaking. So this particular set of cycles, from an economic point of view, Saturn in Pisces was associated with liquidity losses due to higher interest rates, which, of course, sounds pretty much identical to what we're seeing now. So that's the first one. And then on June 30th, Neptune went retrograde. And why is this important? Neptune's the ruler of Pisces. So this is both Saturn and the ruler of Pisces that are now retrograde. And this is going to last through December 6th. And so, and of course,
Hold on. Yeah. For our new listeners who really don't know much about astrology, when Madeline says retrograde, that's just essentially, it's a physical direction.
And yeah, it sets up
a lot of negativity.
Yeah, all the planets are moving at the same time. So from our perspective on Earth, which is also moving, right, it looks as though the planet is moving
backwards.
Yeah. And now, if you were to think about it in regular life, that would be like a fast car passing a slow train. And when you're looking at the train, it appears to move backwards as you're passing it. So that's kind of pretty much the same situation we have with these planets. And when they do, you know, in marketing we used to say perception is everything. and it seems to be true in terms of the cycles anyway. So, but when Neptune is, and actually not just Neptune, but the sign of Pisces is associated with liquids and liquidity. So all
liquids,
that's being...
liquids and liquidity, word being used to mean two entirely different things, but it is associated. Interesting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and Pisces is also associated with illusion, deception, confusion, uncertainty. So there's usually a lot of that gets even more confusing.
That goes hand in hand with a lot of people.
Well, especially lately, it's been rough.
You've noticed.
And Neptune's been in the sign of Pisces since April of 2011, and it rules this sign. So it's actually strong in this sign, but when it's retrograde, then all these different factors get reconsidered. It's actually associated with a number of different industries like oil and gas and marine shipping and shoes and film and videos and all that stuff. So all those different things will get reconsidered. Now, and so that started on June 30th. So see, we already have two things here talking about liquidity issues. And then July 2nd, we had the first of three financial shocks. Now, these are essentially challenging surprises, Venus square Uranus. Now, that cycle first came into range on June 21st, and because Venus is going to go retrograde later this month, it's actually staying in range through August 21st. Now, that's a total of 2 months. Normally, this cycle would be done in 2 weeks. And then it's going to come back and hit it again. So whenever we have one of these type of cycles, there's something big going on. And so this is going to remain in range through August 21st, and then it's going to come back in range September 17th, and it'll stay in range through October 7th. So we have, you know, quite a bit more of this cycle. And then the other two peaks, because there's three of them, the next one occurs August 9th, and the last one occurs September 29th. Uh-huh. And so we have, you know, what looks like some kind of major financial shock associated with this particular cycle.
Anything now, about the Fed Now program,
well,
which is supposed to come out the end of this month?
That.
Yes, the
they
end of the month
that.
Now, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're... My guess is it's not coming out now because we're getting too close to Venus retrograde. I think they're going to be delayed. Maybe in the fall it'll come out. But it's not actually a digital coin. It's a payment method. So I don't think, but I think there's other things that are in the works for digital coins. we'll see what happens, but we'll get into it in just a minute here. Now, this particular financial shock might be related to the BRIC countries announcing that they're going to introduce a gold-backed currency. That's in August, kind of the second half of August. Their meetings in South Africa where, gold is kind of a big deal there. And now, of course, the U.S. doesn't have an asset-backed currency, so this sounds to me like it's going to contribute to the de-dollarization process that the BRICS are working on.
I don't know how it can. I agree. No,
yeah,
the communists have put us in the dumpster here. We're in trouble.
It's also possible that the financial shock cycle might relate to a new way to calculate interest rates. Now, they changed on July 1st. They completely retired the LIBOR, L-I-B-O-R, method of calculating interest rates. And they changed it to SOFR, which is like a secured way of calculating the rates. Now, there are a lot of unknowns with this calculation. And so we're not sure how exactly that's going to impact things. It's possible it's going to mean higher interest rates at a time when we already have high interest rates. So that is a potential issue. And, of course, the Federal Reserve took a little pause, but they said, well, we might raise rates again. So it's also possible the Federal Reserve could raise rates in we just don't know at what point the interest rates will just be too high for the U.S. to make its interest payments on the debt, or when the interest rates devalue the current Treasury bonds so much that many banks will fail. We don't actually know the answer to these questions.
Let's call this for what it is. It's the Zionist Reserve Bank.
Yeah, well,
it's not the Federal Reserve. It's the Zionist Federal Reserve.
Well, that's their name, right?
And we owe them, a private group of 10 banks, $32 trillion. So who owns America? Who owns America?
Right.
Who controls America? If a certain group of people are owed $32 trillion, think about it.
Right, but let's stay on track because I have a lot to cover. Okay, so the next cycle, this is the fourth cycle of the seven that I'm telling you about now. This one actually starts tomorrow, and it's July 8th. Uranus is going to enter the degree of collapse. Now, that's 22 degrees. So, and I just want to explain here that the degree of collapse is 22 degrees of any sign. And Uranus being the planet that is associated with unexpected disruptive events, it's entering that degree in the sign of Taurus, which is associated with things like banks and currencies, all types of financial instruments, bonds, derivatives, stocks, all the sort of financial things. It's also, Taurus is also related, because it's ruled by Venus, to relationships and security and values. So there's quite a potential set of things that could collapse with this particular cycle. Now, and we don't know how this is going to play. I mean, it could just, one thing might start and then you might have a cascading effect. We don't actually know exactly how it's going to play this time. Now, back in 2008, Uranus was in the sign of Pisces. And as I was mentioning earlier, that sign is associated with oil and gas. And back then, the price of oil just kept going up and up and up. It was 100, then 120, then 140. And, of course, everybody's talking about it going to 200, and I could see no reason why it wouldn't. But then Uranus hit 22 degrees, the degree of collapse, and the price blew off to $60 a barrel. So, and at the time, honestly, I didn't believe that it would blow off, but it did, just exactly per this cycle. I mean, from my economic understanding, I could see no reason for it to blow off, but it did. Mm-hmm. So I do not doubt that that something is going to happen with this Uranus in the degree of collapse in Taurus. Now, the last time that we had Uranus in the degree of collapse in Taurus was in May 1940. Mm-hmm. It stayed for a short 2.5 weeks, and then it moved on, and it came back, and it re-entered the degree of collapse in mid-December 1940, and it stayed until mid-March 1941. So it was in there for about 12 weeks. Now, that particular collapse was related to World War II and physical security instead of financial security. So Taurus is about security of all types, and so that one was more about physical security. But this time, Uranus is actually slowing down to go retrograde, so it's in the degree of collapse for 5.5 weeks through August 15th, and then it's going to move into the next degree, but due to the retrograde, it's going to re-enter the degree of collapse again on September 11th. There's that crazy date again. September 11th, it comes back and stays through October 20th for another 5.5 weeks. So this is a total of 11 weeks out of the next 15 weeks beginning tomorrow. And so... Mm-hmm. We don't know what could collapse. I mean, there are a lot of different possibilities. Uranus in Taurus does represent cryptocurrencies, and so cryptocurrencies could start taking a plunge. There could be changes.
They're already down, Madeline. They're way down. You know that.
I'm
expecting them to go way up at some point. Seriously. I think they
probably
are.
Probably not in the summer, probably. No.
Well, that's why you say October, November. So maybe it'll be a Christmas present for crypto
folks. Yeah, because this is going to come back and stay through October 20th, right? So,
yeah. Wow, that's
yes.
Now, also, it's fair to mention that big corporations almost invariably use astrology. Now, I know a lot of you are going to laugh about that, but it's true. They pay very close attention to what Madeline's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, there's other things that could, of course, collapse. There could be a lot of different types of changes to the financial system. And, of course, anything related to the financial system can take a dive. And cryptos aren't the only currencies that can take a dive. You know, any type of fiat currency can take a dive at this time, especially the U.S. dollar, because the BRICS and their BRIC plus countries are trading without dollars, so that, you know,
they're getting by. That's interesting.
Yep, it's amazing. So there's also the potential for the BRICS to activate their Sandman project, which is to sell off their U.S. treasuries in one night. Now, that would definitely collapse the ability of the U.S. government to pay its bills. And, of course, U.S. Treasury bonds being considered the safest, most secure investment anyone can hold, that would collapse if that occurred. And so there are a lot of different ways security could go by the wayside with this particular cycle, and we'll just have to see what happens. Also, we should keep in mind that derivatives could collapse under this cycle.
Derivatives are ready to collapse. It's basically science fiction to a very significant degree.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but you see, many of the derivatives are based on hedging their bets on interest rates.
Exactly.
So interest rates have gone up quite a bit faster than most people predicted, and I don't know at what point some of these derivatives might break. So we'll just have to wait and see. And, of course, some of those interest rates could break the bank's sovereignty, we'll say. So we'll just have to see. And, of course, stocks could take a dive, but I don't expect them to dive first. I think that would be sort of a follow-on situation that would happen. And, of course, there's okay. Three more.
All right, hold on. We'll get to those three in just a couple minutes with Madeline Gerwick as we continue. It's Friday already. Wow. Stand by. Be right back. Okay, here we are back. Things in France, we're not going to spend any time on France tonight, but France is in grave trouble, as you know. And just in case you didn't know, that smartphone friend of yours, French cops are now admitting that they can secretly activate your smartphone, camera, microphone, and GPS to locate you and spy on everybody who's got a phone. It's been around for some time, but just an admission today I thought we should pay a little attention to. So that phone is it's a two-way transit, believe it, right into master control of the globalist elite that are running this whole nightmare. They can do it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, before I move on to the fifth cycle, I want to just go back momentarily to cryptos and mention that if a crypto is gold-backed or backed by an asset, maybe it's backed by land or silver or some actual
physical
asset,
commodity. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Then I think those cryptos will survive. But, you know, cryptos that are not backed by something are just another form of a fiat currency. And just like other fiat currencies out there, which is the majority of them, actually, in the world, any of them could crash with this particular cycle, Uranus in the degree of collapse. So the fifth cycle that's happening is the North Node is going to enter Aries on July 17th. Now, that signals a downturn in the economy. Now, this particular cycle, set of cycles, all the data that we have on it was gathered during the time that we had an Earth economy, starting in 1842. Well, back in December of 2020, we entered the very beginning of an air economy, which is going to last quite a long time, you know, almost 200 years, but right. Not quite. And so we're watching these cycles to see if they're going to continue, and so far they are continuing. So we'll just have to see if they continue to work now. So at this point in time, it looks as though it's going to maybe possibly trigger a recession at least a downturn in the economy. Now, this is going to continue through March of 2028, but it's going to continue down. So, you know, it's going to take a while. But now the thing that is possible, and because we are in this new economy, I'm actually expecting this set of cycles to stop working at some point. And the point that I expect it to stop working is when the suppressed technologies are released. So when you start getting free energy, you start getting med beds, you get replicators, you get hover cars, et cetera, when you start getting those technologies released, I expect this will stop. Now, the earliest point at which I can see this astrologically switching over is next spring. So we'll see. we'll see if it changes. But in the meantime, it looks like we're going through into a downturn. And now the fifth cycle is July 21st through the 26th, Pluto is going to square the nodes. Now, that's when I give you those dates, that's the peak that's within 5 minutes or less of exact, and it's a negative secondary economic cycle, with that north node in Aries being the primary cycle. So this is a secondary negative cycle. And it's going to stay within 1 degree through August 12th, so this is a very intense period where the economy may encounter some transformational changes. And remember, August 9th is when we're getting the second Venus square Uranus peak, which is within that time period. And it remains actually in close range of 3 degrees all the way through September 30th. And that's just the day after the third financial shock of Venus square Uranus. So we'll see. And, of course, Uranus is in the degree of collapse during all of this situation. So now this particular cycle is going to peak as the sun is opposite it. And I'm going to talk about that a little more in a minute. But this is a major power struggle. And there's a military cycle peaking at the same time. So it's definitely looking like a convergence of something is big happening at this time. Now, the seventh cycle is Venus retrograde, and that actually starts July 22nd. Now, Venus retrograde is associated with things like financial reversals, revaluations, which we were just talking about, essentially revaluations with prices of or values of cryptos or fiat currencies collapsing possibly. So here's another cycle suggesting something similar. And now this is going to start July 22nd, it lasts through September 3rd, and in a more personal situation, you might be rethinking your finances, you might be reconsidering certain relationships that are not going quite as well as you would like, you might have some shocks about relationships, it's not impossible, and maybe that triggers a financial crisis. There are all kinds of things that can happen with this set of cycles. Because we have this three times, or we have Venus retrograde with square to Uranus and Uranus in the degree of collapse, this particular Venus retrograde looks a lot more serious than the normal ones. We get them about every 19 months. They last for 6 weeks, but I don't know. This one looks pretty pretty rough. So we'll see what happens. I mean, this could indicate a reset. That's another way of looking at it, a financial reset. And, of course, rumor control has talked about the quantum financial system from the White Hats for years. We'll see if that ever shows up. But if it does, it's supposed to eliminate money laundering and it's supposed to track every transaction for up to 50 transactions. And in theory, you could have your own direct account with this system instead of a bank account, and you would be the only one who could access it. So we'll see if something of that nature occurs. Now, in terms of the rest of the month, which I'm getting to now, I want to talk about on the 11th, we're getting a cycle that comes in range that's actually a positive cycle. It's Sun sextile Uranus. It's time for something different. And these energies are often associated with leaders taking unexpected actions, yet actions that are typically beneficial in some way. So hopefully this will be something helpful. It can also just mean that leaders have an easy time taking unexpected actions. Sometimes we do see leaders change or resign from their positions unexpectedly. That's another thing that can express with this cycle. Now, as this occurs, Uranus is in the degree of collapse. and Pluto has moved back.
Madeline, I have to ask a question. Yeah. How is the collapse status going to impact the average American? The average American is in so much trouble now in debt. A record number of car buyers are having to pay $1,000 a month for a vehicle.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's insane. That's impossible.
No.
Well, it depends. If they have some gold and silver, they'll probably be in better shape. If they don't have gold and silver, I don't know. I honestly don't know how what's going to happen to the currency. It could go down. We don't know. We know that the challenge is going to be global trading because, you know, that sort of impacts us domestically, too, unless you're buying something that's made domestically in your area, you know. So,
well, here, let me give you a little bit more data on this. This is a big story. The share of new automobile loans with monthly payments exceeding $1,000 has hit a new record as borrowing costs continue to rise and new car prices remain elevated. Consumers are taking on too much automobile debt, which could have disastrous consequences during the next economic downturn, which is at the front door knocking right now. So
right,
I don't know
now
how these people are going to, the repossession business is going to be booming, but seriously, over $1,000 a month for a car.
That's too much. That's way too much, yeah. I mean, unless you're two incomes or you have very, very high income, that's way too much, yeah. But, yeah, so it's hard to say exactly the degree of collapse could collapse the currency, as I mentioned earlier. We don't know for sure how this is going to play.
They're paying almost 10% for these outrageous loans.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I know. I know. It's insane. It's totally insane. But it's also possible that as the system collapses, that prices will deflate because there won't be money to pay for these things. We just have to wait and see what happens.
I think they're going to deflate also, Madeline, because there are going to be fewer people around.
I sure think so. I think I told you about Ed Dowd and his team figuring out that 30% of the workforce has either died, become completely disabled, or they're chronically ill.
The bioweapon took them out of the game. They're just now on a maintenance basis.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Somewhere.
So you start calculating that into the economy, and that's a big downturn right there. Unless we get med beds out, and which is possible. We'll see.
Hold on.
Now,
The views of the guests on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the host, the network, or any of its sponsors. I do not believe in med beds. I think it's bullshit.
Well, I didn't ask you to. I just said it's a possibility.
I know. I don't even want to hear it, though, because it's tendering false expectations to people. That
well,
and
possibly.
Free energy machines. Neither free energy machines or med beds are ever going to be given to the public. It's not going to happen. You can rent them now or buy them.
Well, we don't know because it is the air economy that we're in, and it started in Aquarius, so it's
well,
not
anyway,
impossible.
I'm not a fan of cycles
that suggest it, anyways.
Okay.
But anyways, the Sun sextile Uranus is a positive cycle. Now, one thing that is very strange here is that in the July 4th chart, in the July 4th chart for the U.S., Neptune is at 22 degrees of Virgo. So you got Uranus overhead trining the Neptune of the USA July 4th chart. So, and that Sun is right in between the two. So it's possible we could possibly create a new vision for the U.S., I don't know. That's a possibility. On the other hand, that Uranus is square to the moon in that July 4th chart, and so that could indicate that the public is really upset. So we'll just have to wait and see. Now, on a personal note, I recommend you do something fun or different or unusual during that time, and that's between July 11th and It goes through the 17th. It peaks on the 14th. You might want to do something fun on the 15th or 16th. Now, the other thing that happens, we have this full moon, which I'm going to probably skip over most of this. But
didn't we just have a full moon last week?
No, I'm sorry. I said this wrong. This is a new moon. You're right. We did have a full moon. Thank you very much for mentioning that. Yeah, no, a new moon on July 17th. Now, this particular new moon is opposite Pluto. It's square to the nodes, but it's really square, very, very exactly square to Eris, the goddess of war and chaos. So I'm going to mention that right now because that is the one thing that is really weird about this particular situation. It's just very, very strange. Now, I want to talk about those pesky power issues, and maybe I'll come back to this new moon a little bit later if we have time. Uh-huh. But what we have going on there is this sun opposite Pluto, and it's going to peak. This is a power issue. It's always a challenging power issue. This is not some easy piece of cake. And because we have a Pluto opposite, or I should say Pluto square to the nodes and opposite the sun, this is a power issue that is pulling the country off track. So
if, well, I don't know how much further off track it can go, my dear.
It could possibly be.
I don't know.
Now, the other way to look at this is, this could be like the country is trying to move forward into the future without fixing something from the past. And I think what this is about is the fact that we basically have a situation where the legitimacy of the power structure is in a very big question. Let's put it that way. And so I think what's going on here is that we need to clean up this mess about whether we have legitimate leaders. There's been a lot of rampant...
Madeline, is there still any question about that, really? Do we even go there?
Well, not for people like us. But there are a number of people out there who still are...
They bought into it.
So we can't...
They think the mainstream media is reality. I know. I got it.
Yeah, yeah. So those people who believe that are still in the dark. And because of that, this issue is not settled. And we also, of course, recently had that evidence that foreign countries are paid large sums of money to Biden to control the U.S. policies towards Ukraine and China. So, and of course, at the same time, you have Biden charging Trump with ridiculous process crimes, you know, that were basically covered under the Presidential Records Act, but now they're charging him under the Espionage Act, which is another insane power.
This is an illegitimate, unelected fraud government run by international Bolshevik Zionist communists. Has nothing to do with the constitution of this country,
right,
or serving its people. And we're finding that Hunter Biden is still very much on the loose. He is so burnt out, fried in the brain, cocaine brain. He left his laptop at a repair shop. You know the story about that.
Well,
and now, quite apparently, he dropped off a baggie of coke during one of his White House visits to see Dad.
Yeah, during one of his visits, right.
Come on. And
yeah,
here's what's going to happen. Here's
insane.
The punchline. Here, listen to me. This is the punchline. Joe will simply blanket pardon his son, Hunter, and himself, which he can do. That's where this is going to go. There will be no accountability from the Biden crime syndicate. Not going to happen.
Well, I'm not sure about that because of these cycles, which is what I'm getting to, and we don't have much time, so I want to get through this.
Go ahead.
Now, of course, these power issues are not just limited to the U.S. They're global in nature, so it's not just the U.S. So you may see this in other countries as well.
Uh-huh.
And so we have this you can't basically move forward to rebuild the economy until these power issues are resolved. And at the same time, we have this particular set of cycles is on the Constitution chart's Uranus. Now, Uranus at the Constitution chart is very close to 29 degrees Cancer, and that's where the Sun and Pluto are, 29 Cancer and 29 Capricorn. So this is a very intense set of cycles, and, of course, everything is square the nose, and it suggests that there could be a revolutionary change in leadership ahead or could occur during the month of July. Now, that could also be a sign that we're going to have leaders who die, get sick, retire, resign, or transform. And just a note that the word leaders includes leaders of companies, governments, organizations, military, religious, and cultural leaders, not just political leaders. So I just want to make that clear. It's not just like a president, but it can be, obviously, the president of the United States as well. Now, the thing that's really bizarre here is that we have military action at this identical time. And I'm sitting here looking at this going, what? This is at exactly the same time. It's Mars opposite Saturn. That's a cycle that will stop you. And so we'll just see what happens here. Or blocking it will either block or stop you, even personally, particularly right. If you don't happen to have a plan in place for your projects, you can be stopped. Now, these are very odd, very, very odd cycles, you see, because you have degree of collapse, Venus retrograde, Venus square Uranus, while Uranus is in the degree of collapse, two economic cycles that are suggesting a downturn, and two cycles that are talking about liquidity crisis. So I'm just pointing out that we have a very serious set of cycles that are converging in July. And then the day after that, we have Venus retrograde starting July 22nd through September 3rd. So this big power issue is the 20th through the 21st, military 20th through the 21st, then comes Venus retrograde. This is absolutely unbelievable. I couldn't imagine this kind of timing. It's almost like a plan. It looks too coincidental.
Quickly, did you see any of this a year ago or 6 months ago?
Well, I wasn't
looking
at it that
just
closely
manifest
a year ago.
Overnight-ish,
yeah.
Quickly.
Well, you know, when I'm looking at it, I'm looking to see what does it look like each day for
gotcha.
Each. Yeah, so I'm not looking at it in the same way that I do when I'm writing my newsletter. And actually, I should tell people, if you want to know about this stuff ahead of time, just sign up for my Good Timing newsletter, and you'll have all this stuff ahead of time, and you'll know well ahead of time what's happening. Now, immediately after Venus goes retrograde, we also have a cycle, Mercury square Uranus, associated with shocking or surprising news. Now, this peaks the day after Venus goes retrograde, but it's in range the whole time that we have this big power issue. So I don't know, but I've never seen such a convergence of so many crazy things happening all at once, all tied together. It's just, it truly is remarkable. I've never seen such a deal. But let me just quickly remind people, okay, just let me give you a summary. We have seven challenging financial economic cycles within 33 days. We have a military cycle that peaks as a major power cycle occurs. We have a cycle associated with a financial reset. We have, and that happens right after all that. And the day after that, we have the shocking news. Oh, and then there is another military cycle coming up. That's Mars trine Jupiter. That's going to peak August 1st. So I'm just saying, unprecedented month. And as I just mentioned, you can learn more by subscribing to the Good Timing Newsletter. That's a quarterly newsletter with weekly email updates. And the printed 2024...
And that sits hand-in-hand with your Good Timing Guides.
Yep. The 2024 Good Timing Guide, is the printed one, is going to be available by the end of this month or early next month. And also, you can contact me for personal and business consultations or timings, custom timings for anything important that you're doing. And you can find me at Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com. Or you can call me at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
Very
so good luck this month.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like make sure your parachute is on tightly.
Yeah, make sure it doesn't have any holes
jump.
In it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, get some gold, people. Gold and silver.
I've not heard anything that dramatic in terms of terrain ever. That's quite a scene.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right.
So,
okay, Madeline.
Yeah. Get ready.
You do well.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Night. Okay, forewarned is forearmed. So astrologically, things looking very rugged. In fact, all-time rugged. Back in a flash, hold on.